suppose it actually works. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When the big bank bailout was announced by President Bush in 2008, only 25% of Americans supported it. And as President Obama pursued it, his approval rating dropped, now down to 45%. But a little more than a year and a half since the bailout, the results are coming in. And I don't know how to say this without getting into trouble, because everybody's been setting answering machines on fire lately. But the bailout has not only worked, it's way cheaper than predicted. I know that's crazy, but today's Wall Street Journal reports, quote, the projected cost of the bailout is shrinking to just a fraction of previous estimates. And that's the whole bailout, the AIG rescue, Fannie and Freddie, TARP. Bottom line? The Congressional Budget Office, which everybody trusts to predict how much the government will spend, and which last year said the bailout would cost $250 billion, now says it'll cost $89 billion, or a little over one-eighth of the annual defense budget. Is the picture completely rosy? No. But is it anything like the federal takeover critics said it was? Also no. The bailout opponents will never admit that. They can't admit it because they labeled the whole thing as socialism, and therefore, if it works, that would mean that by their definition, socialism works. But in fact, it was a bailout of capitalism, which you would expect given how much corporate money Congress collects. The federal government needed to bail out capitalism. It's not politically correct to say so, but that's what the numbers appear to say. It'll just have to be our little secret. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.